Good evening, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts here tonight, accompanied by Liz's sister. DC Love has been able to join us today. I'm Mary Hernandez. Liz, how are you doing today?
I'm great, Mary. How are you?
Good. I'm looking forward to tonight, especially since it's a full moon and it's Mercury retrograde is over, thank God, although we're still having after effects of it, but, you know, it's really great to be out of that one.
Yes. Today, I believe we're Mercury direct I feel it, Neptune or Jupiter as well, but
yeah.
So today should be the last day of intense energies from that that cycle of Mercury retrograde, and we're free until next year from Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes, for sure. So I wanted to introduce myself, and I'm also going to introduce DC Love, and as usual, I'll have. The card pull, which I pulled two cards, fell out today, and then Liz will go on and do the singing bowl and also bring in forth a meditation message from Archangel Haniel that DC was channeled through DC for us tonight. So with that said, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath with the ability to communicate with spirits. I work with a variety of cards to bring through messages from passed on loved ones and angels and spirit. I'm also a Reiki healer. Most of the time I get clear yes and no responses. I'm also using pendulums and, you know, as much as possible to expand my growth in this field of divinity because it's so beautiful. And you can find me through Gmail at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com or via Instagram or via Facebook. And now I'll describe DC Love is an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. She's also an animal communicator, seer, an ordained minister and dream interpreter. She channels and brings forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, and her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers, whom we love so much. She's also a Reiki master in the Utsue and Saika. You can find DC Love on Facebook at facebook.com/dc.love.58 and also through the Sacred Embers network on Facebook. And with that said, the two cards that I pulled was from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck. And the first one that flew out was the spring. See your seeds grow. And the message is embrace the change that is on the horizon. Allow your dreams to become reality. And just get ready to bring all of your ideas and inspirations and projects to fruition. Basically, and there are going to be opportunities for abundance and including financial growth. And if you're starting something new, prepare for a major expansion in your life and soul. So this is a beautiful message. And then the other one is Sky Father. Sorry. I should have. Here we are.
You're okay.
So Sky Father has the eagle, and it says, trust in the unknown. And it says, I'm being guided to read the whole entire message. Trust that your path is unfolding exactly as it needs to. You have a personal relationship with a great father. Know that he is lovingly leading you. Sky Father features in many religions and mythologies as the Father God. He's the counterpart to the Earth Mother in many traditions. So this card represents the universal powers that are masculine in essence, the energies that people have called out to and looked upon to in times of need and gratitude. Sky Father personifies your relationship with the masculine energies of the divine and possibly a very powerful male or father figure too. you are a co-creator of your life, and every thought, feeling, intention, and emotions you have is creating the road ahead. With that being said, you don't need to know every single detail of what is going to unfold before you. When this card appears, you are being guided to step back and get out of your own way because there is a greater power that is not only around you, but within you. And Sky Father is creating the best experience imaginable for you. Accepting this will allow miraculous energy to come into your life. So see things from a higher perspective, like the eagle on the card. This card can also appear when there are opportunities to improve the father connection in your life. If your father figure is in heaven, know that his spirit is drawing close. If he is on earth, here's an opportunity to help to heal something, whether past or present. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry.
You know, my dad passed.
So,
like it's for you.
And during the meditation today I've been doing, he came through. So, and I was full with emotion.
Uh-oh.
So, yes, that is the confirmation that it was him that I saw. And, you know, I just want to say with this card, it's true. Sometimes, you know, we try to figure things out ourselves or try to push, but sometimes we have to take that step back and trust in the unknown, trust that Father God, Mother Sky, everyone wants the highest good for us. And let's just step out of the way and trust in the universe that what is coming to us is more than what we imagined. That's what I want to say.
Yeah,
so that is a beautiful message.
Yeah, and what a beautiful confirmation from your father, too. That's really special.
That's why those two cards.
I was just going to add to that, you know, we are in a time, full moons are always the time to, you know, make our plans for what we want to create, what we want to bring into our lives. And we're so very good at trying to control and plan as human beings. That's one thing we try to do so strongly, that, you know, it's amazing that when we actually just let go, how much stuff the universe just delivers to us without us even trying. And most times it's 10 times better than what we ever even dreamed of or thought of, because we don't even know what the universe has in store for us. So when we can let go and just have that trust, it's huge. And I'm a reformed planner and and controller, so I know, because I've experienced the amazing things that have just fallen into place, you know, have just been delivered. So I can't say enough how powerful it is to let loose and let that happen. But I also can fully understand the struggle to not let go, because it's just what we're used to. It's habit, right? So So with that, I guess I'll introduce myself. I am Liz Fisker. I'm an intuitive empath. I am a Reiki healer, a meditation coach, a spiritual counselor, card deck creator, radio show host, and I feel like the list goes on. But really what my goal is I like to introduce people to all things metaphysical, give them a taste, get them to find what they like, to find their path and to experience, you know, inner healing and, you know, open yourself up to this side of things, to this metaphysical world, to the spiritual world, and allow it to guide you and help you. How powerful we are as human beings, being connected to our higher power and the power of our intuition to lead us, is what I like just to get people to understand and realize. That we really have all the power and everything we need right within us. So I did bring one of my crystal singing bowls with me this evening. Every week on Tuesday nights at 7, I live Crystal Singing Bowl Nation for an hour. The replays are always posted. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, LizP11Love. And this evening I brought the Throat Bowl with me. And the throat is all about our communication, obviously, but not just speaking, listening as well. A lot of times when our throat chakra is not clear, we don't hear people correctly. And so it's interesting to know that communication is a two-way street, and it's not always about our verbal communication on our end. It's also about our listening communication as well. But it also has to do with speaking the truth and holding secrets as well. So with that, I'm going to invite everyone to take a nice deep breath in through their nose, filling up your chest and your stomach full of air, and then letting it out nice and slow through your mouth, completely emptying your body of all that old stagnant air, and taking another deep breath in through your nose, filling up nice and full, and releasing out through your mouth. And on your next inhale, bring your awareness to the center of your neck, to your throat chakra. And the color is blue that's associated with it. And just take in the sound.
Wow, that was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I always, I'll tell you, when I play for groups, the throat is always the, usually the hardest bowl to ring. And it's because a lot of, most of us, our throat chakras are not clear. They're not balanced. We have a hard time communicating the way we want to. So, you know, a good way to, help balance your throat chakra is to sing. And I would say if you can't sing good, sing loud. So sing in your car, sing, you know, just
in
it also
shower.
Raises your energy vibration as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a good way to balance your throat chakra and raise your energy vibration is by singing. So I say, you know, when you're in the car on the way to work, when you're home, cleaning the house, whatever you're doing, just sing. Sing out loud. Sing at the top of your lungs. Sing, you know, what makes you feel good. That helps your throat chakra immensely.
Absolutely.
So, and now I will share this beautiful channeled message and meditation from BC Love that she shared with us. So if everyone's ready. BC Love, blessings, beloved ones. I, Archangel Haniel, come before you to take you on a healing journey. As you connect with your inner child, know you are fully supported by God and the angels. Sit in a comfortable chair. Close your eyes. And breathe deeply in and out very slowly. With each in-breath, you take notice that you are going deeper and deeper until you see your inner child smiling and waving to you. She is waiting in your special place that you loved to visit as a child. You embrace this beautiful being with love and joy and remember all the details of how you looked at this age. You sit with your inner child and begin to become aware of all the negativity that has been stored within. You allow these emotions and beliefs to surface without judgment. Your inner child tells you that you've been carrying this for much too long. Together, you connect with your personal truth. All anger, sadness, trust issues, trauma, fear, rejection, and pain are now lifting. Beautiful light and love replace all of these unhealed emotions and responses. You realize you are not broken. You are a perfect child of God. Your inner child helps you to realize that everything negative you've thought and held on to is not your fault. You didn't deserve to feel like this as a child, and you don't deserve to feel like this as an adult. You forgive yourself for carrying all of this baggage. You thank your inner child for helping you to release all that no longer serves you and your highest good. You hold this beloved being in a loving embrace and thank them for helping you to realize that in each moment you did the best you could. Feel a sense of freedom, knowing that a powerful healing has occurred. You now have unconditional love, happiness, and joy within you and your inner child. Your inner child invites you to return for a visit whenever you feel the need or just to play. You slowly begin to breathe deeply in and out as you wave goodbye to your inner child for now. Open your eyes when you are ready. Embrace the love and joy that remain. It's a beautiful, beautiful meditation from DC. I would invite you to listen again. If you've never done an inner child healing, they're so very powerful. They're so very beautiful. I'm sure you've done them as well, Mary. But inner child healing is very, very transformational. And it's such a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful release. And it helps you to realize, I think, many, many things about who you are and why you behave the way that you do in this life. So I hope that all of you enjoyed that. I hope that you listen again to it because it's a very, very beautiful message, very powerful. So,
that was,
oh my gosh,
sharing. thank you, DC, thank you, Archangel Hanya.
Yes.
And thank you, Liz, for reading that, because had I read it, I think I was crying the whole time you read it, because I actually felt it was coming through that again, the place that it took me to, where it was, he always used to take me to McDonald's. And anywhere we used to drive on the FDR and coming home to the Bronx, we actually saw a McDonald's. And every time I used to be like, the M, you know, in Spanish, Emmy. And he used to make a pit stop every time we were coming home, you know, back home to the Bronx from the city. Mm-hmm. So it was just amazing. Like, I took myself back there, and that's why I cried. Because, again, it was another message from him. And I have done inner child. I actually channeled my inner child yesterday. So it was just amazing. Again, that, you know, this is all together, you know, spirit coming together and assisting all of us. I mean, and just a reminder for me from what, you know, I was channeled yesterday, which was so beautiful. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
you're
you
welcome.
For reading
I know
it, for sure.
You know, so many of us experience things in childhood that we don't have any control over, too, you know, as far as traumatic experiences. Mm-hmm. And it's important for people to realize how powerful it is to go back to that child and embrace them and let them know that they didn't do anything wrong, that there was nothing else. You know, they were a victim, and that, you know, no matter what happened then, that now this you is strong enough to take care of that inner child you, and to help them and to protect them. You know, unfortunately, sometimes things happen to people when they're younger that they can't, there's no way for them to stop. So,
yeah,
it's just, you know, and once we can do that and make peace with it, it's so powerful and beautiful. I've seen a lot of transformations in other people that I know as well from doing those healings. So very, very beautiful experience and powerful for sure. So.
Well, yeah, for sure.
That you got a little bit more out of that as well, Mary, because, you know, I think when you do it, when you're in that, you know, it sticks with you for a couple days the first time you do it, and, well, anytime you do it, really. And so
yeah.
How beautifully powerful that it was right in what was happening for you. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. I'm glad DC shared it with us and for everyone.
Yes.
Oh,
my gosh.
Beautiful as well. So, well, I suppose people would like us to pick up their calls this evening. So should we get to that portion of the show?
Yes,
okay.
Of course.
All right. I see our switchboard is lit up. I'm just taking a peek. Do you see anyone from last week?
I think there was a one there. I think
I
put first caller.
Oh, they must have hung up. Yeah.
Oh,
they must have hung up.
Okay. Okay. Let me just see if there's another one.
I just want to check before we roll.
Yeah, no. So you can go ahead and just roll.
Yep.
All righty. Well, we'll start at the top. All right. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Oh, hi. This is Bryn from New York City. How you doing?
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us this evening?
Hi there. How's it going? Good.
Good. How are you?
Good.
I'm all right. I'm not too bad. So I have a question tonight.
Okay.
There's a healer that I want to go see. He has an unusual name. I think it's from the Middle East. His name is Mas, M-A-S, S-A-J-A-D-Y, Masajadi, S-A-J-A-D-Y, Masajadi. And I just want to ask about that, like how would that go for me? Masajadi.
Okay. So it's not like Mass Shady, right?
Yeah, I guess. Mass
Shady. That was
she was joking.
Oh, okay. I got it.
That was good, Liz. Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
I'm just trying to see if I get a yes or a no.
I'm wondering, how did you hear about him, Bryn?
I've known about him for a while, for years.
Okay.
He's somebody who had, I think, like two or three near-death experiences, and he came back with this frequency healing that he learned when he was out of his body, a certain frequency. He works with frequencies and quantum healing kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a friend that does that. Because I'm feeling, I'm sorry, Mary, because I'm just running into you.
no, go ahead.
But as soon as you mentioned his name, you know what immediately came to my mind is Ram Dass. Have you heard of him?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
He's I think a yogi, or I don't know how he classified himself, but you know who he is.
Right.
So I feel like this gentleman definitely has some you know, deep knowledge. He did, you know, go and however he came to it, he is connected with that deeper inner healing. So he is aware. He's not a phony.
No.
But I will tell you, quantum healing and frequency healing are if you've ever had like Reiki or anything like that, they're They're very different. And,
oh, yeah.
But interesting, you know, definitely worth checking out. Because I feel every
yeah.
type of healing that you experience, you get new information, right?
Right.
So I feel he's very legit. I'm going to
yeah.
pull you some more messages, so I'll let Mary give her information to you.
Sure.
But that's what I got right away.
Bryn, I haven't pulled a card because I was just trying to meditate on the question and the name, but I got trust your intuition, for him to trust his intuition. And I'm going to pull
okay.
a card from the Angel Answers deck, which could give me a yes real quick. Just show it to me again. I got not the right time from the card, and then don't stop. The first card that jumped out was don't stop and not the right time. So I'm not sure what don't stop means. Let's see.
Well, it's interesting because I don't feel to see him in October. I feel to see him in November. That's what I.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in terms of timing.
Okay. 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 It says continue to move in the direction of your hopes, dreams, or plans. You are on the right path, and you should see progress as long as you stay the course. It's very important that you stand your ground and believe in yourself. You have to
right.
believe in yourself, Bryn, because you have abilities
sure.
just like us. Don't let others intimidate you into quitting. Just because they don't have your vision doesn't mean you shouldn't follow your heart. Ooh, I love that. That is beautiful. And then the next card. This is not the right time presently for what you're inquiring about. This answer is not a no, just a not yet. Have patience.
Yeah.
Your angels will give
right.
you a sign when the time is perfect.
Yeah.
So,
that,
yeah.
Pretty much,
you know
that.
Anyway, you booked it. You booked it in November.
Well, I haven't
right?
booked it yet. I'm going to book him in November. I don't feel it's time
okay.
yet. Yeah.
No, it's not. I agree.
Yeah.
I don't know what Liz got.
Yeah. I was going to say, now, are you trying to go to him to get answers on something for yourself, Bryn? Is that why you're trying to go
well, yeah.
to the healer?
Yeah. For me. Yeah.
So, because
he does it over the phone,
denied,
by the way.
It is over the phone. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm going to stay with, I do believe he's the real deal and all that stuff, but the stuff that you're looking for answers for, you know the answers to. You already have it. You already have it in your mind and your heart what you want to do. And it's just about you taking the step and going with it. And sometimes it's scary and because it's unfamiliar, it's uncharted territory. It can be nerve-wracking, but you just need to take the step because you wouldn't have these ideas and these inspirations if they weren't meant for you. Those are coming from your higher power. They're sending you these messages telling you this is what you should be doing. And and you have the power to create whatever life and whatever story and that you want. It's just up to you to take the step and do it. You don't need any healer to tell you how to do it. You don't need them to validate your ability because you have the ability. You just have to take the leap. Take the leap,
yeah.
take the step. Don't be afraid. I know that we've talked to you on the show, you know, throughout the, I mean, we've been doing this now a year, throughout the course of the year a few times. And you've got something in you that you want to do, that you're ready to do. And you're afraid to take the leap. But I'm telling you, do it. Just go for it.
Yeah.
Put your ideas out there and share them because you're you have enough power and enough oomph behind them that you're going to drive them yourself. And you don't need anyone else to tell you that. You don't need anyone else to validate you in that. You know, he's going to tell you exactly what you want to hear because you already know the answer. So
right.
Instead of putting
I think what he does is he does frequent. I don't think he talks so much as he does silent work. It's not that he's doing a reading. He's doing a kind of a frequency shift is what I know him to do. So it's not like I'm there. I'm going there to, for him to tell me anything per se.
Yeah, but you don't even need anything fixed because you're already okay. You can do all of this the way you are right now.
All right.
So you got to empower yourself. Sometimes it's scary, I know. I'm not always one that's a firm believer in my abilities and whether or not I should do something, but I'll tell you what, every idea that I've had that I've pulled the trigger on, I haven't failed, and you won't either.
That's
great. So,
all right.
You know, you've got all that in you. You don't need anybody to fix you. You're just the way you are is wonderful and perfect.
All right.
Okay. Because you are exactly what the people that are going to come to you need. You're exactly, because you are what they're looking for, if that makes sense. It's hard for me to maybe put that in words, but your vibe attracts your tribe. So even if it's quirky and maybe not mainstream as everyone else, it doesn't matter. Because guess what? There's a whole bunch of quirky and not mainstream people out there that need somebody that want, you know, right? So, you know, whatever it is, maybe quirky is not the word. Maybe, you know, whatever, loving and humble. But there's a whole group of people out there that need somebody like that are going to resonate with exactly your story and what you have to share. So, so what you've got to offer, offer it just as you are, just as you are right now.
All right.
Don't worry about any other healings. You know, obviously a frequency healing isn't going to hurt you in any way. But you don't need it to validate any of the things that you want to do. You don't need to do it before you decide to do anything because you already are perfectly capable of doing it. And I know you can.
Alrighty.
I know you can. And now I'm like, I'm feeling it so intensely in my chest, this like, almost like an excitement, like I ran a marathon because you've had this building for so long and you just keep holding it in and you're like bubbling over. Just go with it. Just go with it. Don't worry. And it, you know what? It doesn't have to be perfect either. Just go with however it rolls out, you know?
Okay.
And Bryn, you got so much potential.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Get out there and show the world. All right?
All right. Okay, thank you both. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right, take care.
Great evening. You too.
Bye. Bye now.
Bye.
We've talked to him so many times over the past year, and he's always, you know, he's got so much stuff going on. He's so ready.
Oh, my
gosh,
yes. He's
just
so amazing.
I'm like, let's do it. We're your biggest cheerleaders, Bryn.
Yes. And I just kept getting, trust your intuition. I was trying to get a yes or no, and they wouldn't give it to me. They were telling me to for him to trust his intuition because he knows the answer.
Absolutely.
He's so really good.
All right. Well,
and I don't see any callers from last week yet, so you can take
whichever. Okay. Well, we'll just keep going right down the line here. Area code 270, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, my name is Joy.
Hi, Joy. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Is it possible just to get a general messages from spirit, whatever comes
up? Absolutely.
Okay.
You absolutely can.
I love
those. Those are really my
story.
Favorite messages to give.
Okay, one flew out for you.
I was like,
okay,
I have.
Yeah. So the first card, I may pull more than one, but this is the first card. It says, human beings fear you. Human beings spend a huge percentage of life asleep, not just in bed, but the kind where you forget you are a spiritual, immortal being taking on a temporary human form. It's not your fault. Everyone suffers from spiritual amnesia once in a while. As you develop an identity, an ego, you begin to see through the eyes of a small self and have less connection to your self. You may not recognize this is going on, but you sure can feel it. We're here to remind you to look through your soul's eyes and see that magic is everywhere. Infinite potential lies in spirit, who is teaming with you to fulfill the contract you made to contribute to the evolution of the whole world. Wake up and remember that all the help you need is orchestrated in the invisible realms. Your mind, in alignment with divine intelligence, is unstoppable. The world is yours to create. You are so loved, and we are all behind you. Wow, Joy, I am so full of, like, chills from head to toe because this is so amazing. Like, you just need to connect and believe and trust. And what else? They said to tell you to meditate. So they want you to meditate. There's so many meditations on YouTube, you know, to connect. And even if you don't, Liz has the Great Singing Bowls on Tuesday. That's a form of meditation as well. And you can call in your guides and angels. So that's what I have. And that's just such a beautiful message. I'll see if anything else comes up while Liz is reading, giving you a reading.
So the card I had pop out for you, Joy, is number 12, and it's called, it's not called, I'll read you the message. The cog, you know, cog like in a gear, like a clock.
Mm-hmm.
The cog has a sense of projection and direction as it transfers the energy from one form to another. By engaging with another cog, all the moving parts work together. So all last summer had kept getting these cards and images with a cog on them. And it was so, I'm like, what is this? What is going on? And it's a message I've discovered of how each of us is, we're all part of something bigger, right? And we're all different, but we all have a specific job. We're all one of these little gears in a bigger machine. And sometimes we work well together with the other ones around us, right? And we roll along swimmingly. And every once in a while, there's a hiccup and it doesn't go so great, or we get out of time, right? We get out of rhythm. So finding your groove and doing what you do is what helps the machine run smoothly, is what I have determined. And it doesn't matter if it fits in line with what everyone else does or what everyone else thinks. It's what works for Joy. Feel good. What makes Joy feel in the right place at the right time? That's what matters. Those are the things that help you to be in the right rhythm, in the right sync, doing your job as that gear. And so I'll tell you, the cog has become a very, very powerful message to me anymore. And I hope that you see the symbolism in that and how important each of us is in whatever it is we want to do, regardless of what anyone else believes we should be doing, or, you know, this is the norm, this is what society dictates, this is what our parents think we should do. It doesn't matter. It's what Joy thinks that she needs to do, what Joy feels in her heart is the right thing. That's exactly what you're supposed to be doing. And this. I have a second card which goes perfectly along with it, and it's number 44, and it's be your own permission slip. And that's giving yourself the okay to walk outside the line, to do what makes you happy, to do the thing that you want to do, whether or not it is what everyone else thinks you should do or what they've said you should do. It doesn't matter. This is about you believing in yourself and trusting yourself. And I also, the number 44 is an angelic number, and the meaning of the number is related to achievements, accomplishing goals, putting in hard work, and laying a foundation or grounding. So it says, seeing the master number 44 can mean you are driven to achieve your goals, that you need reassurance to keep going, or need to build a foundation on which to build. So I think it's a beautiful message for you to, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what anyone else has to tell you, or, you know, the naysayers or any of that. I can tell you that what's going on in my life right now, everybody told me mm-hmm. I was crazy and I shouldn't be doing it, and everything has fallen into place, and I am ridiculously successful, more successful than I was a year ago when I was afraid to do it. So, and everything's lining up. Things just keep falling into place and being delivered to me just because I trusted my own intuition. So I can't tell you how powerful it is to do so.
I love that.
And it's scary at times, and you think you're working on your own. But you know what? As soon as things start happening, you're like, this is it. This is really it. And it's so, so beautiful. It really, truly is. So I hope that whatever it is that you've got there that you're sitting on, go ahead and pull the trigger, because it's going to be great. And mm-hmm. it may not be what everyone else thinks is the right thing or what, you know, what you should do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter anymore.
I don't think I could if I wanted to.
Right. In the last year and a half, I think that's the biggest thing we've learned, is really that what it is we want to do, we just need to do it. And there are people that want to know about what we're doing, and, you know, whether it's spiritual, metaphysical like this, or if it's, you know, mm-hmm. a different way of learning or teaching. You know, the world has changed so much. There's so many new things that that we need, that we didn't need before. And now's the time. Now's the time, because people are trying new things. People are ready to learn and grow and be in a different place. So I hope that message resonates with you. And Mary, I don't know if you have anything else for Joy.
Yes, I figured I wanted to get a soul's journey card for her, and the card that came out was health, and they want me to read from the book for you. It says, I will honor the physical vessel that enshrines my soul. Your body is your temple, and you are responsible for its care. You have chosen to incarnate in this physical dimension to learn certain lessons. And if you don't maintain the physical vessel that your soul has chosen, then you are sabotaging your own plan. Your health is a vital element for your soul's progress, and you should never take it for granted. Be sensible about nourishment and exercise. You could be a sensitive being who must be conscious of your surroundings, because you can easily be drained by people, places, or things, just like us being empaths. That's what mm-hmm. it's trying to relate to you. Always make a ritual of protection and cleansing before you work with a client, or just bring your mind back to your heart throughout the day to rejuvenate. This card may also signify a desire to assist other beings through physical or emotional healing work. You may be involved professionally in the medical field, bodywork, or psychiatry and or counseling. Or maybe you're just a good listener who possesses a sage advice. If you or someone you know inherited a congenital disease, past life work may be of some benefit. Ooh, I got chills on that one. So basically what I feel is, you know, if you're a sensitive being, just like we are empaths, you know, before you leave the house, upon waking up, just shield yourself, or ask Archangel Michael to shield you, you know, and also, you know, grounding work, and also just walk, you know. Walking is great. I'm not sure why I mentioned exercise. It's just, for me, I'm taking it more like you grounding, to stay away from, you know, to elevate your vibration after being around people that drain you or places, because that's easily done to an empath. So that's all I have, Joy, and it's been a joy to read you.
Thank you. Everything resonates from both
welcome.
Of you.
That's
all fantastic.
Thank
well, we
you.
We hope we hear back from Thank you on how you make out with everything, Joy, as well.
Absolutely.
We love to hear from you again. So we'll put you on hold to listen to the show, and thank you for calling.
Wow, what a great call.
That was beautiful. I love when people get confirmation like that. You know, Bryn too, right? To just take the leap and do
yes.
the stuff you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we're also, you know, we're also capable. And I know for myself, you know, self-doubt for so long holds you back.
mm-hmm.
Just do those things, you know, because there are people that want them and they need them, whatever they may be. And we certainly have learned a lot about that in the past year and a half. So can't wait to hear how what she does and where it goes from here, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll keep moving on. Why?
Yes.
Area code 919, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
My first name is Sandra, but I go by my middle name, Kay.
Okay. Do you have a question for us, Kay?
I do. I had second round interviews today for a phenomenal position, and I do have another set of interviews on next Monday. And I'm just wondering, how do you see this working? Because it was really good.
What's
that? Is the interview on Monday, I'm sorry, Liz, the same for the same company?
Yes, it's the same company.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
With a different
okay.
group of people that that would be part of the team. Today it was with HR.
Oh,
and
okay, so it's a second round of interviews. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Cards are flying all over here. What kind of work is this?
I'm getting a yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm getting a yes, Kay, that
wonderful.
It's gonna be good. Like, and I'm happy.
Great.
Like, I'm smiling.
Yeah. Thank you. I am too.
And I'm going to pull a card as well.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay. And I'll let Liz go now.
Okay.
I was just wondering what kind of work it was, because I was looking at my messages and I'm like, what am I getting from this?
It's a contract management. Contract management.
I was getting it was some kind of like office type work where you're,
yes,
you know, a lot of planning and in detail. So that would make sense. So I also, when you were asking the question, I was getting a yes, that this was a positive thing. They were going to like you, that you're most likely getting the job. But the cards are telling me just to be wary. This might be a little bit more rigorous and fast-paced. It may even be some of the, I'm feeling like some of the attitudes of, or you know, I don't want to say attitudes, personalities. You know how sometimes personalities
are. I work with a demon right now. I work with the person I work with now. I am having some major health issues to the point where I think I may have shingles right now. So I'm just wondering if that is the one you're picking up versus this one. I mean, not. I mean, I respect and appreciate it, but yeah.
That might be where I was picking this up from. So you know how conflicting personalities can be.
Yeah, I was torn on my question because I really wanted to ask how will I manage with her, but I knew if this is the one, I know it's not going to be long before I'm out of there. So, but yeah.
So let me just share this message.
I shouldn't have called her a demon.
Since you know about
I shouldn't have called her a demon. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was wrong. I'm sorry.
You know, sometimes. Sometimes you just say what you feel. It's okay.
Yeah.
But, so you understand about conflicting personalities in the workplace and how it goes.
So the
first card I pulled for you says, incorporate nature into your grounding. Your outlet for stress grows from your inlet for peace. So, so let's remember this, too, about the other individual, that their attitude towards us is a reflection of the way they feel about themselves. So that's
true.
The first thing.
That's true.
They must be very, very unhappy with themselves. So we should definitely send them love, as hard as that is sometimes. And this took me a long time to understand myself in the workplace.
Yeah, okay.
And I worked with some challenging folks in the past.
Better word than demon, huh? Okay.
There were a couple that were right up there.
Yeah.
And there's probably people that thought I was at times, too, maybe. And this is what the message is saying to me for you. When you get to those moments at work where you're working with that person and you're just feeling the tension grow, give yourself a pause and say, you know what, I'm just gonna walk away for a few minutes. Take yourself, even if you just go outside and take a few deep breaths, three deep breaths, and just say, you know what, this is not about me. This is about her, and it's too bad that she feels this way about herself. It really is. And you're going to find that your stress level drops and that you actually become less triggered by her because from doing this, from just stepping away for a few minutes. And you're going to say, you know what? I got this. Are you a crystal person? Do you carry crystals or like crystals?
I am.
Okay.
I love crystals.
So, all right. So find yourself a good pocket one that you like.
Okay.
In case you can't step out, at least you can put your hand in your pocket and go, okay. Hold on to it, you know, in those moments as well. Because sometimes you can't always excuse yourself and walk away. I realize that. And the other message that I got with this new job is to release the outcome of what you think that it's going to be, because it's actually going to be a little bit different, and but it's going to be better than what you are expecting. Okay?
Okay.
It's not a disappointing
Wonderful.
Let go. It's just don't hold too tightly of, oh my gosh, I want it to be this way. Let it flow
and
blossom into what it's supposed to be, because it's going to really, it's actually going to be more than you wanted, and it's going to be beautiful and very, this is cool because it's actually going to put you into your next thing, into your next job, and or I won't even say job, but the next project maybe. It says, discover your soul's mission through passion and love. Your next purpose will rise to the surface. So that's a combination of dealing with this, the hard to deal with person and the new job coming as well and allowing things to realize, you know, stay true to who you are and realize those things about that other person needs compassion that's difficult to deal with and finding your way to handle that and to, you know, get yourself through that, but also enjoying the journey of this new job as well, because it's really going to make you, it's going to elevate your energy level to a new level, actually. You're going to just, you're going to blossom, and you're going to, people are going to notice things about you because of your ability to deal with the situation. You know what I mean? Difficult people are not unknown to other people. and when you're able to, when you're able to handle it and cope with it and change the way it goes, it, people notice that, they recognize it, and it's going to be very, very powerful. And you're going to feel so much better about yourself. You're going to actually grow yourself and learn to see people from a new perspective as well, in a whole.
Wow.
You know, you're going to find yourself getting less and less agitated with people in general, just from this experience. So, it's a really beautiful message.
It really is. I mean, I'm getting a little teary out over this. So thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
This has been an experience for me. It really has. So that's truly a blessing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You both. Thank you.
God only gives
you're welcome.
What we can handle, right?
Okay, I got a few messages for you. I do. So in asking about the job, a card jumped out, and it said perfect timing for this job regarding that question you had. And then the card that I pulled out for you was the postcards from Spirit, and it says, dearest you, there is only one you, and you have a unique path and special purpose in this life. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world of meet certain people, but then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yours to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good, according to society standards, but you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. This is so key to everyone, even us. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Just trust. Loving you forever and ever. And in the back, there's a dragon, and it says, you are fierce, Kay.
Ooh.
It didn't say Kay. I'm just saying Kay.
No, thank you. Wow. That's such a blessing.
And,
thank you.
Yeah. Well, I have one more thing for you, because when Liz mentioned crystals, I remembered that my plan for today's show was to give crystals out to the callers. So I'm sorry for the callers that I missed. As what I'm doing is I'm just going through the book and I'm saying, pick a crystal for Kay and, you know, guide me to the page. And I landed on black onyx for you, and it's used for stability. You have it?
That's what I have. I have that. Yes. That's why I chuckle. Because she asked, do I have one? I keep those in my purse. Wow. Okay. Goosebumps.
That is
oh
the perfect
God.
One
Goosebumps.
For you, because it's for stability, strength, productivity, and it also, you know, repels adverse energies, which, you know, you have in this current job. And, you know, so
and it's used to increase stamina and can help replenish you physically after any illness or exhaustion, or, you know, so it's really,
wow,
really good to have. So keep it handy, girl.
Wow. That's amazing. That is so amazing. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I feel good.
So I'm glad I gave you that crystal.
Yes.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you,
Kay. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, thank you. So much of a pleasure. Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
We'll call us
You're
back
welcome.
And let us know how it goes, Kay. We want to hear.
I will.
I will.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
So, that's so funny because I almost said, grab your onyx or tourmaline or whatever you got. That's funny
oh
that you
God.
Picked black onyx. I usually don't try to call out crystals because I'm like, oh, I don't know what people have, but I knew she was going to need a black one to get through that.
Yeah, it's
the
interesting
because
my black
the best
tourmaline
yep.
actually broke into pieces yesterday, so I have to get it back, get a new one. So it's really, you know, protecting me for sure.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, you know that they say when your crystals break or they disappear, it means you no longer need them. So just so you know, Mary, maybe it's time to switch to some black onyx yourself or some obsidian or something.
Yeah, yeah, I have, oh my gosh, I have so many. Yeah, I have a black onyx. It's just I really like that that one.
I like tourmaline, too. I like the texture of it myself. So
yeah,
I can relate.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for our next caller?
Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Of course.
All right. Ooh. Area code 212, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hello, my name is Mary as well.
Oh, hi, Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Well, it's been interesting listening to your other callers and your responses. And during the pandemic, I started a few new things and got in a new relationship, and it's long distance, so I'm going to be splitting my time between the U.S. and Colombia, where my boyfriend lives. And I'm wondering if I can continue to work virtually on my Amazon business and my options trading, if that would suffice to cover my bills. And if you see my business growing and also, of course, the love growing, that would be the most important thing.
Whoa, Mary, that was a whole load of questions, but on the question, I got a big, big.
Well, you got me thinking about the whole situation.
So, yes, on the business and working remotely, it is going to work because I just got a confirmation with complete chill. And then I'll just see the relationship.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel the virtual stuff is not an issue anymore. You know, I think we're going to see more and more of that happening. And I will tell you, I had a card pop out when Mary's doing her pull. And it's number 13, and it says, you have outgrown your shell. Now is the time to venture forward and fill a new home. So
Whoa.
It's time for you to redefine what your life's going to be. You know, maybe it's not going to be the same what you're used to, you know. I do feel like with the going back and forth, because it's such a distance, that you may start to downsize. I feel like you're going to start to simplify and maybe go a little smaller, a little bit more, go with a little less just for yourself with the living stuff, because you're not going to be there all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do feel like, you know, where it says you've outgrown your home, it's not that you need to go bigger. You're going to transition, and it's not going to be it's not going to be a sad simplifying or cutting back. It's going to be, this is what you want to do. It's your choice. because it'll make it things easier for you. That's why. That's what I'm really feeling. I was trying to get another card here for you. Let me get. But that's what I was feeling right away. That the online, you know, working virtually is not an issue, but it's you're gonna change the way you do things because you want to, and because, like I said, it's gonna be easier for you. It's gonna make more sense. You know, with going back and forth, you don't want a three-story house, right, that you have to take care of and do this and that. And
all that. Right, right.
A little, you know, a studio where you can come sleep when you're home and do your work and, you know, be able to be close to the things that you enjoy. But because you're going here and there, you know, things are going to be different. And you're going to really enjoy this time in your life. You know, you're exploring not only a new love, but a new place, a new country, really enjoying the things there. Here's the second card I have for you, which is a beautiful message as well, and it's card number 8. With each intention that comes to the surface, you begin to rumble the motion of energy working with your light stream. So you setting your intention for what you want with each of these things in your life, the love life, you know, the relationship part, your business, you setting the intention is what's going to drive everything. We manifest whatever we want, really, whatever thoughts we put in our head, whatever words we speak out, we bring that stuff to life. The law of attraction, we speak it, the universe delivers it. That's why the last couple of weeks, if you've listened to us, we have gone on and on about the power of your words, because what you're saying is what you're getting. So be careful. So if you want your business to do well, my business is successful. Don't even question it. And set those intentions. My business is movable. My business can be done anywhere I want it to be done. You know, powerful things like that. My business ventures are successful. They bring me abundance. They are whatever you need to say.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you know what you want out of each of these things. So set your intention for each one of them. And tonight being the full moon is the perfect time to do it.
Oh, great. Yeah.
But you have 3 days either way. So today and the next 2 days, you got time.
Excellent.
So write the things down that you want from your business, from your relationship, from your for your health, whatever it is. Write it all down tonight. Go out, speak it out loud under the moon, and then I think you're probably in the city, so I don't know how you can burn things. That's, you know, up to you.
I'll burn sage, you know, at home.
There you go. So normally when you set your intention list, what you do after you've read it out loud, you burn it to let the universe know as a sign that you release the power over to them to deliver you what's for your highest good, right? So you decide how you do that safely. If you can't you can crumble it up and throw it in the trash can, whatever. But, you know, releasing the hold on a specific expectation, that's all. Because you want the universe to bring you the best thing possible, and that's exactly what it's trying to do. So, you know, set those intentions for yourself. Speak what you want, and it will be delivered. It will be delivered probably beyond what you even asked for.
Awesome.
I can guarantee that.
Wow. Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, like when you're new at something, you run into a lot of obstacles, and you learn along the way. And so sometimes I just think, oh, my goodness, like, is this going to work?
Yep. And you know what? Those obstacles are really there for us to learn to follow the flow. The universe is putting the right things in our path, and we have so – this is part of, I think, when we talked to our first caller, Bryn, control, right? We want to We want to plan and control every step of everything. That's our human nature. It's what we do. But if we can say, oh, that didn't go as expected. Here's a little road bump. What is this doing? And we follow that road bump. Then we're in the flow of the universe. And you'll find that even though it wasn't exactly what you expected, you start to go down this, like, oh, seamless path that everything is just lining up. And you're like, oh, what the heck is happening here? But I'll take it. And everything looks great. But we have a really, really hard time letting that stuff go. I'll tell you that, the control of what we have envisioned for ourselves, or how we think something should pan out. A lot of times the steps the universe has are different than the ones that we think we're supposed to be taking. So allow yourself to lean into that trust. And you'll know when something is bad, too. But if everything is working out and there's no hiccups, that's flow. That's the sign of the universe leading you right down the right path. So don't question those things at all. When you have the bumps in the road that you're like, okay, what's going on? You know, and not the silly things that are, you know, little bumps in the road, like, oh, I got to change the address, or, you know, my credit card doesn't work when I get to another country because I got to let the bank know I'm traveling. Not that kind of stuff. I mean, like, the big hiccups, you know, like, oh, we can't fly internationally again or something. That's when you know. Which I don't, you know, we don't see that coming, but.
Nope. Thank goodness.
You know, so, yeah. No, absolutely, because I feel a lot of good stuff. I feel like this is, again, like you have momentum is starting. It's built. It's getting ready to build up. So you putting the power behind it, setting your intentions, you're gonna bring to you so many wonderful things, really, and everything is gonna be great. I'm just trying to see if I'm picking up anything else for you. But I just see a lot of happiness, a lot of fun for you, too. I see a lot of, like, you being, I see, like, a little child in a field, like, frivolously having a great time, but you're still getting everything done, you know? So you're really just going to enjoy life, I'm going to say, at this point. That's the feeling that I'm getting, I guess. It's just the enjoyment and the, like, yes, I'm here and I'm doing it all. You know, I'm working and I'm making my money to work and survive, and I'm enjoying myself, right? I'm having my cake and eating it, too.
Ha! That's awesome.
So,
what more could you ask for?
So that's what I have for you, and I will. Mary, do you have anything else?
Oh yes.
From Mary to Mary.
Okay. So the first thing I was guided to give you was the affirmation, because Liz touched on that, but I kept looking at two specific ones because you kept talking about the change. So the first one I'm giving you, it's only a thought, and a thought can be changed. So let's, and then the other one is every thought we think is creating our future. So, you know, obviously, whatever you think is what's going to come on. So, you know, just positive thoughts, like my business is going to be successful anywhere I go. Like I'm going to be remote. I said I'm going to be remote. I'm working remote as well, and I'm going to be remote till next year, the end of next year.
Yeah.
My friends think I'm cuckoo, but that's what I'm putting out there in the universe, that I'm going to work remote. So the two cards that fell out for you on your questions was you're ready, and the other card was peaceful resolution, which those explain itself. You're ready for this move, and, you know, everything is working out for your highest good, and peaceful resolution, everything is going to work out in your favor. And then I also put out a card from the Postcards from Spirit for you, and it says, "Dear you, uncertainty is the new normal for the whole world. Things are changing at a rapid pace. The old ways we once trusted are no longer reliable. But leaving the familiar behind can be a good thing. Isn't this nice, Mary? When you are pushed to step into the unknown, you are pulled forward into discovering new possibilities that have been hidden in plain sight. Check in with your higher power. Your soul knows better than your small self. Have faith in the support of a higher power and the infinite potential for your life. Right now, the advice we have for you is this. Try something new. Do something different. You won't know how it feels, what it looks like, or what the outcome will be if you do not take that first step into the unknown and experience the unfamiliar route." This unfamiliar, okay? Because this word always gets me. "You'll be so glad you did, because the treasure will appear. We're so proud of you for being brave. You are so loved and so supported." And in the back it says, "Celebrate life." And there's an angel with a piano or a violin. It's actually a violin. It looks like a piano, but at the same time it has, it looks like a violin.
Yeah, I played the piano, or I have a piano, but I haven't played in a long time. I have to get back into it, though.
So it's a lap piano. That's what it looks like. I thought it was a violin, but it's the angel's crossbow that had me think it was. Yes. So it is a piano. So get back to it, girl.
Oh, wow.
And then I picked a crystal for you. Well, not me. Sure did. And the crystal that they picked for you was apophyllite, and it's spelled A-P-O-P-H-Y-L-L-I-T-I. So, and it's white, and it works with your crown chakra. And it helps you see your true self. And its peaceful and illuminating energy of the stone enhances mental clarity while also keeping your spirit grounded. It will grant you a deep self-awareness, helping you to understand the reasons driving your behavior and bringing them into balance for emotional and spiritual harmony. It also relieves stress and will remind you that you're part of a much larger picture and a greater collective energy. It aligns the mind and spirit, so if you make choices attuned to a higher vibration, this crystal calming energy inspires deep relaxation and optimism. It's believed to support the respiratory system and help with allergies. Wow. So it's apophyllite.
Apophyllite.
I just Googled it on my iPad. You know, it auto-corrected the spelling for me because I was like, what?
Yeah.
And but, yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah, so make sure you get it. It sounds like a great crystal for me to have, too. I like that.
Yeah.
So I might look into that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to write it down from Mary to Mary. Thank you so much, Mary, for calling, and make sure you give us a call back and let us know how everything goes in Colombia with your move and everything.
Yeah, yep. Will do. I'll be going back and forth, and so will my boyfriend. So, yes, we're going to be like migratory birds from North America to South America and back.
Love that.
Hopefully you get it right with the weather, like when it's warm here. And
yeah. Well, I'm going to be away when it's cold here from Thanksgiving until early March. Yeah,
well,
and then the place where my boyfriend just moved to is around 80 degrees every day.
Oh,
I love that.
Sounds terrible.
I love it.
I guess you hate the heat.
I love you. Here I come.
Yeah.
Well,
enjoy yourself, Mary, and stay warm, because you will now.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know.
Okay, will do. Thank you, Liz and Mary.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Bye.
You too.
Oh, I guess if there's no humidity, I would do 80 degrees, but I don't know. Seems like,
yeah. Oh,
I could
get
used
to 80.
How
yeah,
cool
I love the
back
summer.
And forth all the time like that. That would be neat.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
One day, put it out there in the universe that you'll be able to do that.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
What beautiful colors. Oh, my gosh. All
yeah, I know.
Are
it's
so
been
amazing.
Such a nice night. I miss D.C., but
yeah.
It has been a nice night of people here.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
All right. Are we ready to keep going? I guess we got some time still.
Yes,
we'll move
we
on
do.
Down the line. Okay. Area code 805. You're live with Angel Andrews. Do we have your first name?
This is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. Do you have a question for us?
Well, I wanted to know, do you see me meeting someone or being in a relationship or, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What the angels have to say here. Have you been putting yourself out there, Donna?
But I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Maybe I'll be in a store or something like that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens too. I'm not feeling like you're pushing it, which is okay. You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't want to push it. So, let's see. Are you getting anything, Mayor?
Yes, I am. I was just writing my messages just in case I didn't interrupt you. So, Donna, I got, have you set your intentions, or if not, setting your intentions of what it is that you are looking for in a relationship, like that perfect person? The wants and don't wants, like, as I've done it, there's, you know, a line of, in the middle of the paper, and it's the good part that you would accept, and the other side is the things that you will not accept in a person. So, you know, setting that intention and having that list is very helpful. And then also clearing your space, your closet, make room for that special someone to have. Have you done that?
Well, I'm slowly getting rid of stuff. Yeah. I'm sorting through stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I know it's hard. I have at least 15 hangers open.
Oh, wow.
And also doing mirror work. That's what I got channeled right away. To tell you, you know, the mirror work, which I do, I'm sure most of us do, is as soon as we wake up, we go to the mirror and say, I love you. I really, really love you. And then just do some I am affirmations. So, you know, just loving yourself is very important, you know, because love is never outside of ourselves. It is within us. You know, so once we love ourselves, we'll attract that love. So, you know, I've been doing some loving to myself, loving myself a lot, and pampering myself, taking myself out to dates, you know, and things like that. Going to the spa, you know.
Lovely.
So I'll pull a card for you, but I'll let Liz, see if she got something else for you.
Okay.
But those were the first messages that came through.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I just
wanted to have dead air. So I got a couple really interesting cards here. And the first one I'm going to read you the message because I think it's important. A lot of times I think when we are looking for relationships or not looking necessarily, but, you know, entertaining the idea of being in a relationship, sometimes we settle, I'm going to say, or we accept things that we're like, eh, I can deal with it, right? Because we enjoy the person, but we may not love everything about them. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. And this says, only accept opinions from those who are willing to join you in the arena. They are your worthy opponents. So, you know, and I feel that we see this typically with men, right? They say condescending things to women because they don't think that we are intelligent enough or that we know enough or, you know, we're just girls. And quite honestly, I feel like we are far more tougher than their species.
Yeah, I agree.
We just may not go out and beat on our chest and tell everyone about it in the middle of the street, right? I apologize to any male callers that are on the line. That's how I'm envisioning it right now in my mind. Is, you know, but women, we deal with a lot of crap. firstly, just from being women, right? And things like that in a male world, you know, there's that day-to-day stuff. But, you know, if someone can't value that you are someone that has had life experience and that you know things, that you're educated on certain things, then you know what? You don't have time for them. As nice as they may be and as fun as they may be, that's not who you want to spend your intimate relationship time with. So remember that, because you are intelligent, you are smart, you do have experience that you bring to the table. So don't put those things aside. They are important and they are part of who you are. And when we bury those things or we accept people, you know, making us out to be small, then we end up down the road not being happy in our situation, you know, and this is where divorce and all that stuff comes from, because we've accepted just what we thought we should. So
right.
Don't do that.
No.
You don't have time for that.
No.
And then a beautiful card to go with that is, an authentic life grows from the seeds of creation and imagination. So, you know what? Enjoy your life. Do the things that you are, that you're thinking about, that you'd love to do, being creative, you know, crafting or drawing or painting or writing, because you're going to meet different people in those circles. And those are going to be people that you want to know more intimately, that you want to know deeper, that you're going to have better, more fruitful connections with. So go do those creative outlet things that you like to do, because that's where you're going to meet new and different people than you may typically have found before or sought out in these other places, or may have had, you know, chance run-ins with at the grocery store. Now you're going to find people that are kind of on your own vibration is what happens. So
that's
where you're going to find neat, interesting people that are going to make you feel worthy, that are going to make you, you know, want to be in a relationship with them, and that are going to show you that they value who you are.
Okay.
And then I got, light is an energy field of protection and perception. And this is a girl. She is walking down a boardwalk with her head, I mean, she's like strutting. She's in a cute party dress, and she's not necessarily going anywhere specific. It's just a day, and she's dressed up, and she's okay with that, and she's full of confidence. So to me, you know, just like Mary said, the I am affirmations, I love you, I am beautiful, I am worthy of a fantastic partner, you know, carry yourself in that manner, that you're saying those things to yourself all the time, because people are going to notice you. You're going to make people look and they're going to say, what has she got? I want to know her. And the last card I have is, you create your interpretation of each experience before, during, and after it occurs. So remember, we kind of, you know, think about it. You have a date with somebody, right? And you start to picture how the evening's going to go, right? We already start the scenario. So picture what you want. Picture the things you want. Picture the things, say the things that you want. Speak them out loud. Write them down, just like Mary said, because we can make any situation we want. We can manifest it with the power of our words. So don't talk about the things you don't want. Talk about the things you do want. And don't bend what's happening, you know, in situations. See it without judgment. Just observe and say, okay. You know, when you're getting to know somebody, really just take it in and say, all right, this is, you know, this is who this person is, and they may or they may not be for me, you know, and just go from it at that angle, which is different for us as humans, because we automatically judge right away. That's what we do. But, you know, try That's to true. Go into each situation as just an observer and say, okay, you know, were they really sympathetic to my needs? Were they really listening to what I was saying? Were they, you know, taking it in or not? So just those kinds of things, you know, not trying to bend a situation into what you want it to be. So those are my messages for you. I don't, Wonderful. Mary, did you have anything else?
Yes. I picked a postcard from Spirit for Donna, and the message is, dearest you, miracles never run out. Look back over your life and you will see so many moments of synchronicity when all the right people, the right place, the right opportunities, and the right time just showed up without any of your help. Think back to how you felt just before a miracle happened. You felt you were giving up, but it was more like a gentle surrender to whatever was about to happen. We want you to know that miracles are being concocted for you, and you will never, ever, ever run out of them. You just don't get to choose how they come, who will deliver them, and when they will show up, and what they will do for you. All of that is our department. Spirit knows what is best for you and what wants to be expressed through you. You are an incredible and amazing and a magnet for miracles. That would be a good mantra for you today. We're on it, so relax. If you only knew how much you were loved, and it's a big sigh. And in the back of the card, there's a beautiful angel, and it says, with love. So that's your mantra. I'm an incredible and amazing person, and I'm a magnet for miracles. That's going to be your mantra, magnet for miracles.
Oh, I love that.
So,
good. I'm
going to Yeah. And then I'm not sure if you're into crystals, Donna, so I picked out one for you. Or not me, Spirit did. They guided me to the Sunstone, which is a healing crystal for warmth, joy, and optimism, and it works with your solar plexus and sacral chakra. And, so I'll tell you, Sunstone.
Okay.
So it's like an orangey marble-like stone.
Okay.
It's a beautiful stone. And it's the sunstone is like holding a little piece of sunshine. This warm, energizing mineral is the antidepressant of crystals. It's particularly helpful in combating seasonal affective disorder, radiating the effects of the sun to ease emotional dreariness. Use the sunstone to replace negativity with optimism. Lifts spirits and generate feelings of generosity. It's also known as the stone of personal power. It will help you say no when necessary and to cut ties to an overly possessive partner or energy-sucking friend. As it energizes the mind and spirit, it also energizes the body and can help alleviate muscle and joint pain. So really, so again, it's sunstone. So it's spelled like sun. S-U-N, stone.
It's beautiful.
I love that one, too. I have that one. So that's a really powerful crystal. It's really good crystal to have, Donna.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say one. Thank you.
Your solar plexus is all about your self-confidence, and your sacral is all about your creativity. So how perfect. That's just exactly what you need. And it's like a beautiful orangey, peachy color with the white marble in there. It really is like a sunshine stone, really. You see it, and it just makes you want to smile, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I would definitely get you one, and they're so, so cool. I keep one next to my bed, to be honest. I wake up to sunshine every morning.
So. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Wow, this was great. Really enjoyed
it. You're so welcome.
You're welcome. And call us back and let us know how everything goes, Donna. We'd love to hear from you.
I will. Thank you. Appreciate that. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Same to you, Donna. God bless.
Oh, I apologize for my voice. I was sick over the weekend, and I'm getting better, but my voice has definitely been sketchy.
There is one caller from last week, if you don't mind picking it up. It's a 203 number.
Okay. Let's get down here. All right.
It's all the way at the end.
Yep. Okay. Area code 203, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Navashni. How are you guys?
Good. How are you, Navashni? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, just job-wise, I just want to know if I'm, like, on the right path, if you see any sort of change happening, you know, whether it's with the same company or not. I just don't know. I feel like I'm ready for a change, but I don't know if it's whether I really want to go through with it, because I do love what I do, but it's just a lot of stress, and my team is getting big. So, you know, I flip flop on days. I'm like, okay, do I want to do something else or do I want to, you know, stay with this?
Understandable. I think we've all been there at times, right? There's a lot of fear that surrounds leaving a job, especially if you are secure there and you can pay your bills and that's like, okay, I need this and I need to be here. And sometimes it really gets to you, right? And you're like, I want to go now. But then there's that unsureness about what if I don't like the next thing or what if it doesn't work out, right? So I think we've all been there for sure. So we can understand where you're coming from. let's see what we've got for you from the angels. Go ahead, Mary.
So the first card that I got was opportunity. So it's a beautiful angel with coins coming down from heaven, and her hands are like open to the sky, just waiting for all this abundance to come to her. So in answer to your question, yes, this opportunity is great, and if not this one, then something better will come along for you. And at the bottom of the deck, which they know that I read all the time, is trust. So I feel like you have to trust in the divine that what is going to come is exactly what you need. And I'll see what Liz has, but I'm going to pull more cards for you and see what else comes through.
Thank you.
So I got a beautiful
message here that kind of went right along with Mary's card. I love that she got the Angel of Opportunity, because this card is, if you could see it, it's almost like the sword and the stone. It's a sword stuck in a stone, and it says, "You are a gracefully fierce warrior. It's time to reclaim your divine power." So what that's telling me, along with Mary's card, is that whatever it is you want to do, you're going to be successful at it. You have a very bubbly personality. You're able to get along with people. You have no problem learning new things. So people like to work with you, which is important anywhere you go. That's like the number one thing. And
yeah.
Oh, excuse me. Whatever it is that you feel you want to do, you're gonna do it. If you want to excel at this job that you're in, you just have to say, "That's what I want to do," and you're going to make your way right to the top. But if you're ready for a shift and you're ready to go do something else, then you can absolutely grab the bull by the horns and do something else and be really successful at that as well. Just because the word moldable is coming to me, but that's not what I want to mean. You're adaptable. You're almost like a chameleon. Like, you will go in, no matter where you are, you're going to do your best job, and you're going to, you know, give your best self, and you're going to be positive. And employers love that. Other employees love that. You know what I mean? They love to work with someone who's positive and upbeat. And you bring that to the table no matter where you are, whether it's a job or not, even, I feel. And so, you know, when you decide what it is that you fully want to do, you're going to be successful at it no matter what. The second card that came with that one in the sword and the stone is, write a new ending on each new page of your life. Surprise yourself. So no matter what it is you want to do, if you want to have a new career every year, you're going to be great at it, and you're going to write your own ending every time. You're going to decide you are the you're the master of your world. So whatever it is you choose, you're going to be happy with your choice, and you're going to do, and you're going to be wonderful at it. I'm sitting here, and I just feel like you're one of those people that I can't wait to get to work to see, because you're just one of those people that brings me up no matter what's going on. That's how I feel talking to you. And so that means a lot, you know, that you bring that to the table, because, you know, sometimes it's hard for people to go to work. Sometimes what they deal with at home, they're just going to work to earn a paycheck and make it through the day.
Yeah.
But they know that they're going to see you, and they're like, "Oh, I can't wait, because she's going to make it so much better. I'm going to have a good day just because I'm, you know, around her." So, you know, that's really, really beautiful. And that's part of what makes you so successful too, is that you are almost like a cheerleader to everyone. You make everyone's day beautiful. So that is really, really special.
Thank you.
And then two very beautiful messages, special messages for you. And I just pulled this card for the caller before, but it came out again for you. And it's, light is an energy field of protection and perception. So it's this beautiful girl in a, you know, a little cocktail dress strutting down the boardwalk, and she is full of confidence. And that's you. You know, you just hold your head high, and you're happy-go-lucky everywhere you go. And that your light is what attracts people to you. You know, you are you're a light worker, really, just because of that happiness. Go into any of the empathic stuff. Just your light that you bring with you every single day helps so many people. You don't even realize the people you touch, you know, with your smile, with all of those things. It's quite beautiful. And the second card says,
your divine light stream can guide you to discover a deeper love within yourself. So you don't even realize all the love that you show to other people with your energy. And this is just saying that if you showed that love to yourself even, you would find an even deeper you that you haven't even discovered yet, and that there's so much more to you that you don't know yet. So it's a really, really beautiful card. And gosh, you're just, I'm feeling like, I just, like you're one of those people that I can't wait to be around because you just bring the vibration up that high. So keep doing that, whatever you do, because that's part of what makes you successful at what you do, is that energy, that beautiful vibration. So the sky's the limit for you, Navashni, and any opportunity you want is yours. You pick it, and you've got it. I'm going to tell you that. So I'll let Mary give you the rest of her messages.
Yeah, I just want to be successful and excel. Whatever I do, I always want to give 110%, you know. Mm-hmm. I do love it, but it's just so stressful. But, you know, I just want to make my parents proud and just do good in life.
Yeah. Well, you do good. You do good just by showing up. I'm going to tell you that right now, because you bring so much light to other people. And that's really, these cards, I wish you could see them because they're just all full of like souls and stars and lights and every single one of them. And they're two different decks. And all of them just say how much you're just a ray of sunshine to so many people. And you do, you give that 110%. You're every employer's dream. And that's why you're successful, because they're not afraid to put you in a position that you may not know, because they know you're going to do the best you can. And that, you know, another part of why you're so successful. So as much light as you bring to other people, you absolutely want to make sure that you have that much light for yourself. So if you're not happy where you are, then make a shift, ask for a change. Maybe, you know, in your job, they have something else they can move you to that, you know, won't be so stressful, that you'll love even more, because you just are a beautiful, beautiful, radiant light. I can't even say it enough. But I'll let Mary share with you her messages.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow. That was beautiful. That almost made me cry. The messages, Liz, were so wonderful and so like on point with everything, because her energy definitely radiates and emanates love to everyone. With the trust card, as you mentioned, the light, I feel like Source is helping you make these decisions, and also they want you to trust that everything is being worked on for your highest good. What else did I get? I got two cards postcards from Spirit, and it says, "Dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reaction from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others?
some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And in the back, it's an angel and a tree, and it says celebrate life, and she has a harmonica in her. She's playing a harmonica. And then, so that's so beautiful. It's just, you know, having that positive intention and putting it out there and letting it go, basically. You know, your desires, you are worthy of these desires. You know, just put out to the universe what you want, and it'll come. You know, there's miracles happening for you. We just have to believe and trust. I keep hearing mm-hmm. trust. And then the next card is, this one's beautiful too. Dearest you, there are times you get lost but refuse to see your part in things. Happens to everyone. Something feels familiar but sort of off. If you're feeling confused, it's best to throw away that map you're using, which only lets you navigate based on your past experiences. That isn't what you need right now. Instead, take a deep breath and open up to the truth. A desire to stay in denial means that part of you doesn't want to be responsible for the pattern that's shown up in your life. Yes, this is the right time to wake up and start again. By the way, you will always get another chance. You have unlimited chances to start all over again. We love you so much. We really do. Be gentle with yourself. Coming out of denial is like being temporarily blinded by super bright lights. Allow your eyes to adjust. Carry on, special one. A beautiful life awaits you. Loving you so, so much. And in the back of the card is, you are not alone. Oh, that's so beautiful.
That was great.
Yeah, that was beautiful. And then, of course, I picked the crystal for you. And the crystal they picked for you was the black obsidian. And the black obsidian helps with clarity, protection, and self-control. And it helps with the root chakra. And the obsidian is a truth teller. It will expose your deepest being, release the past, and usher you toward a positive state of being. This stone can also expose trauma and illuminate any falsehood, supporting you in facing dark or challenging issues while reminding you of the light on the other side. Obsidian is a great protector and can powerfully clear negative energy, so be sure to cleanse it often. It will cut through mental chatter and indecision. So I think this is perfect for right now, the indecision, you know, whether to move forward with a new job or, you know, stay in the current stressful one. This dark grounding stone also provides strength and self-control. Obsidian is believed to detoxify the body and aid digestion as well as provide pain relief. So it's really good, and it's also good to protect your space from being dimmed by negativity. And...
Oh.
Well, you don't have a hostile work environment.
Yeah, you
so
guys
it's a beautiful
believe...
crystal.
You know,
you have
the,
it?
I've been yes, I do. I've been listening to the girl with the black onyx, and now you just said that with me. I literally bought this thing from it's like you know, this Buddhist like website, and it's black obsidian, and they have some gold. In it. It's amazing. Like, how of all the crystals
that
you
is
did
awesome.
That. It's crazy.
That is so awesome. So, do you have it in your shopping cart?
I actually bought it. I have it. I just haven't
oh,
worn
have it.
It. I
also, perfect.
Wearing it all. Yeah,
so
I was wearing
it
all the time. Yes, I need to wear it again.
Yes, yes.
It's
and
so
make sure,
funny.
You know what, tonight put it out on the full moon by your window or somewhere where it's exposed to the full moon so to cleanse it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Tonight's full moon is for cleansing
yep.
all the crystals.
And recharging,
and Liz knows
too,
more
so.
About that.
Yeah.
Right? And drinking.
Cleansing and recharging
the
energy tonight.
Yes.
I was going to say, I always say, you can't make this poop up when that stuff
yeah.
happens.
It's crazy. Of all the crystals, Mary said, and she, black obsidian that I have. Crazy.
The yeah. angels know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for sure.
Oh, well, thank you for calling to ask me, and call us back and let us know how you make out. We're so happy to hear from you, and keep shining your light, because you're a beautiful, beautiful soul.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you both.
You're
welcome. You're
welcome.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Well, Mayor,
do you have water?
We have a couple minutes left. I think this is, we should maybe wrap it up because we can't really do a reading fast enough.
Oh, yeah.
I see
no.
we have a couple
in
people
5 minutes,
left.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I wrote
okay,
down
let
the
me
numbers.
Jot down the numbers.
Oh, I got them for us already.
Oh, you got them? Okay, great.
Yep, because I knew you
okay,
were
perfect.
You were busy talking. I thought, oh, there's we're almost to the end.
Oh, okay.
but
I didn't realize there's 3 minutes at the end.
Yeah. I'm like, holy cow. So, well, it was a beautiful show, as always. Of course, we missed the beautiful
yeah.
DC Love, but I'm sure she'll be back with us next week. Thank you to all our callers that called in. Without you, we wouldn't be here. So we appreciate you all.
Yes.
This week and every week, I would say. And I don't know, enjoy the full moon energy this evening. Set your intentions for what you want to manifest, you know, this coming month. Get your crystals out and charge them
mm-hmm.
and cleanse them under the moon energy this evening. Any of your divination tools, if you use tarot cards, oracle cards, pendulums, any of that stuff, tonight's the night. One of my favorite things, I don't know if I've shared this with you, Mary, I like to make moon water, and you can simply, when I first started, I would take water, tap water out of my sink and put it in a glass, and you set it out
uh-huh.
under the moon this evening. Of course, you know, the truly correct way to do it is you go find some spring water and, you know, all that, but it's late here on the East Coast, so no one's going to the spring for water.
Yeah. You did share that. So what, instead of keeping it out, I put it on my windowsill. Instead of putting it in the patio, I put it in the windowsill and just let it, the moonlight hit it along with all the crystals for
and
cleansing.
So, I don't know if you, in the morning, like, so when I first started doing it, I would do a glass of water and I'd set it out there. And the next morning I would drink that water before I had my coffee and I'd be like, woo, like, the water
yes,
has,
yes.
you can
you
feel it, right?
That,
like it has
yes.
the energy
so I've been
to
doing it.
It.
Yep.
yeah.
Yep.
I just love
for
it.
For sure.
Yes. But I have some other,
thank
like,
you for teaching
cancer.
Me that. I love that. I've been doing it since you told me.
oh, great. I don't always remember who I tell everything to. So
mm-hmm.
so for our callers, there's another fun thing you can do.
Yes, for
and,
all the callers.
yep. I keep, I collect, I have big decanters that I get water in and I put it out there to charge under overnight. And then you can use it to water your plants. I use it to make some of my essential oil sprays and stuff for people. I give it to my dogs if they're not feeling well, all kinds of different things.
Uh-huh.
So just keep that in mind. You can use it for all kinds of stuff. You can use it to cleanse your crystals and, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's
whatever
good.
You need it for,
yeah.
it's good for. So
yeah.
with that, I guess we'll end the show. It was great to be here with you, Mary,
yeah.
as always. I love that energy that we have.
Yeah,
and,
thank you.
We'll see you next week right here on Angel Answers. I hope everyone has a great week. And we'll see you then. God bless.
God bless. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.